Oh boy.
Oh god. I forgot soda makes sense.
Is that it being on?
Oh god, I hope not.
I think it is. Wait.
I don't know.
If the wed, because that's record. Just wait on
it. Okay, wed is record.
Okay, perfect.
Oh god. Okay. I think I'm seeing wed.
Oh man. Oh. Well, hello, Jessica.
Hello, Princess Cecilia.
Oh man, I'm just laughing.
We're just all giddy.
I'm just laughing up a storm right now. Oh boy, what a week.
What a week.
What a week, what a month. And it's looking up to be a great year. It's a little early to call it.
No, but it started off so far with some really great things, and especially that huge celebration.
Yeah, so far so good is what I'm saying. So I'm going to keep looking up and looking on the bright side, looking on the positive side.
Right.
I think 2019 is going to be great. I know it's kind of a weird thing to say.
I don't think it's weird at all.
At this point.
I think it has a really good vibe so far.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's a vibe.
Yeah.
I'm widening it.
I'm picking up on your vibe.
I'm
going to
keep widening it, and hopefully till December.
Right. Widen the vibe. Widen and vibing.
Widen and vibing.
Yeah, that's like the new YOLO.
YOLO.
Yo-yo.
YOLO.
YOLO?
No,
YOLO. Yoko. No.
Oh no.
Wrong one.
That's different.
It was YOLO.
Yeah.
Rolos.
I love Rolos. Oh, I wish I had Rolos at the party.
Oh, well, it was okay still. I mean, when that pinata. Oh, I can't. I'm sorry. I don't want to, ruin any surprises. I don't even want to build up to certain things.
Jessica, it was okay. I mean, it was a celebration of a lifetime.
It's what's got you laughing.
Saying it was okay, that's like looking at the Grand Canyon and going, oh, that's a pretty big hole there. It's kind of a bit of an understatement.
That's a nice ditch.
Yeah, wonder how long it took him to dig that. You know, the Grand Canyon was actually made with Wayne. Water.
Erosion.
Erosion, yeah, it's rock erosion.
Yeah, I'm so glad Miss Peter is really teaching us advanced stuff.
I love learning about rocks.
Yeah, I love rocks, like igneous rock.
Well, you like to chew on rocks.
Oh, rocks, yes. Some certain rocks are very delicious, especially like slate.
I was about to say, you cannot resist a good piece of slate.
I don't know, but literally, I'm salivating right now. Like, look at.
Look at you. Careful. Don't drool on a twindle bag.
I apologize. I'm glad I bring extra tissues.
Yeah, good. We should get you a handkerchief. That would be
a good
gift
for
you.
That's a great idea. Like a Salvatore monogrammed handkerchief.
That you could keep in your breast pocket.
Yeah, I would need a handkerchief just to, every time talk about foods. Right. Anyways, where were we?
Sweet's not a food, but moving on. We were talking about my birthday party.
Yeah, it's your birthday party.
All right. Wow, it was a huge event. It was a huge event.
Huge.
A star-studded night.
Wow.
You know what they say? The stars came out to play.
Yeah.
They really did.
Yeah, they really did.
They really did. Everybody, well, I want to say that. I was going to say everybody who's anybody was there. My Aunt Janine did get a really bad head cold, so she couldn't come.
Right.
So not everybody who's anybody was ill, because Aunt Janine sure is somebody, I'll say that.
Yeah, we sincerely missed her absence.
Yeah, we missed her. She did send me a really nice birthday card in the mail, and we'll probably go out for chocolate chip muffins when she's feeling a little bit better.
That sounds wonderful. I love chocolate chip muffins.
I can't wait. I gotta say, I'm still waiting for the moment on the podcast when we come across a food that you don't love.
If I was to learn anything from fairy tales,
it would mean that
anything is possible.
Ah, anything is possible.
Right.
There's probably a food out there you don't like.
There might be. I mean, it's a very, very low probability.
Wait, because you like things that aren't even food.
Well, maybe those are so many things that have delicious textures and flavors. I mean, who's to say they're not food just because it's not mainstream?
Mainstream. You're right. You like stuff that's a little...
Yeah.
Little left to center.
Little out of the box.
Little off the grid.
Little off the grid. Off the griddle.
Fresh off the griddle.
Well, not really fresh off the griddle. Just like it was not prepared on the griddle. It's off the griddle.
You like stuff that's fresh off the ground.
Yeah, fresh off the ground. And we're,
fresh off the floor.
It would just like go into a field and smell like fresh grass. And you're like, wow. That smells just delicious.
I mean, cows love it.
See? I mean, why not?
You ever see cow eating grass?
I mean, sometimes they just take a little nibble.
Really? I feel like they take a huge bite, so much that it's always hanging halfway out. Not to disparage cows.
Right.
I'm just saying, the way they eat grass, it's gotta be good.
I mean, yeah. It's gotta be good.
It's gotta be good, because they eat it like it's caviar.
Right. I don't know what that is, but I'm assuming...
You know Dippin' Dots?
Yes, I love Dippin'
Caviar's
Dots.
Caviar's like Dippin' Dots of fish.
Wait, hold on.
Sure.
A Dippin' Dot.
Uh-huh. Ice cream in the future.
Like a fish... Like a frozen fish ball?
It's not frozen. It's probably sort of cold. You know, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know a ton about caviar. I've never had it. But I've seen it on a couple episodes of Beat Bobby Flay.
Okay.
And it always looks like Dippin' Dots, but they always bring it out next to a fish.
Interesting. So I have to track down this mysterious food, and perhaps this is the one food that I do not like to eat.
That could be it.
It could be it. We don't know.
We'll put it back to you, listeners.
I don't know. We'll find out. But anyway, back to more important things like your birthday celebration.
Right. So we had a great time my birthday. I guess first I should talk about what I was wearing.
Right, outfits first.
Outfits first. So I turned 7 years old, so I still can't have big sweepovers. Jessica just got allowed to sweep over last year when she got over her her evening.
If it was just a little thing, night sweats and night terrors that I get that. You know, I've been told that it's quite normal that a lot of people get them.
Right. It's just a little bit disturbing.
It could be disturbing to innocent bystanders.
Right.
Yes.
When you conk out after a long day of playing, and then the person sleeping next to you starts crying out and screaming like they're being murdered.
Yeah. The doctor diagnosed slight narcolepsy as well, so that might have a little bit of the weird, you know... I get just weird dreams.
The hallucinatory.
Yeah, it may be a little hallucinatory because of my slight narcolepsy.
Fair enough. So now that Jessica's kind of getting a little bit better with that, she can sweep over, but you can't have big sweepovers. So my point being is that this was not a pajama party.
No.
So, which I kind of prefer. So everyone was expected to
leave
show
your
up.
Pajamas with your mamas. That's not this kind of party.
That's right, everybody. Take your shoes off at the door because we do have wall-to-wall carpeting.
Yes, and it's beautiful and pristine.
Yeah, Alex's mom keeps it really nice.
It smells delicious. It's like almost good enough to eat, but...
Yeah, she uses Febreze Summer Wayne.
Oh, it's delicious. Not that I would know. I'm just saying that it smells and...
Oh, wait.
Heard that smelling is like part of like your tasting.
You're right. It totally is. So I was wearing, not pajamas, but I was wearing a really nice... floral printed dress.
Gorgeous.
That I got at the children's place.
Beautiful.
I got it last year because mom likes to take me at the end of the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You could get really good bargains.
Right.
You could get really good bargains.
Yeah, I love the children's place. That's where, I mean, I don't get to go in there very often just to get like really nice, like occasional outfits
for
really special occasions, like Christmas or something every like 5 years. But I just love the children's place. It's just beautiful, beautiful.
I love how all the mannequins are always holding teddy bears.
Yeah.
I wonder how you get a job doing that.
I suppose if you just model holding teddy bears. Like if you could just bring one to the store.
Oh, wait, I could kind of... and maybe they discover me or something.
Yeah, wait.
I could do that.
Just put yourself out there.
So yeah, it was a printed floral dress. It's kind of like got a cream background and a like, English chintz?
Right.
It's kind of like that kind of motif. That kind of motif all over the place.
Beautiful.
It was lovely. I looked like a little old teapot.
Yeah. Like a beautiful teapot.
Like a little ceramic teapot with a porcelain that would be in your grandma's cabinet. That's basically what I looked like. And then I wore, the white queer stockings. You know, they're like white, but they're more queer. I was wearing those, and they had a headband that had a butterfly on it.
Beautiful.
And
I thought it was real for a second. Get me.
Yeah, because it's got like wings that would really kind of flap. One of them's not totally attached because the hot glue came off a little bit.
Yeah.
That I think we probably got a Five Below. Because Children's Place is nice, but it's not great for accessories.
No, I guess
they're
not.
They're a little overpriced.
Yes.
Children's Place, if you want to sponsor the Princess Cecilia's Magic Castle podcast, we'd be happy to have you. We love your products.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We absolutely love going in and getting your stuff at the end of the season for the bargains.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to maybe think about repricing some of your accessories, yeah, that would just be our first suggestion. Anyway, you can contact us.
Yeah, for more suggestions and such.
More suggestions. So, Jessica, you want to say what you were wearing? Because you were the master of ceremonies.
I was the master of ceremonies.
We got Jessica a little glitter microphone.
Yes, I'm so happy that it was a glitter microphone because it matched my glittery dress. And I would like to say that even though my dress was a hand-me-down from my cousin Suzanne, then I believe the label on that, the designer, was Justice for Girls, or perhaps...
Is Suzanne doing better? She had mono.
No, she's, like, past, like, she's, like, you know, preteens now. She's, like, past, like, you know, parties and stuff. She's, like, I don't like doing parties. I like just, like, staying in my room. She's, like, kind of going, like, goth now.
Oh,
which
okay.
Is kind of, I think, why she, like, got rid of her dresses, because, you know, goths don't really wear glittery dresses like the one I wore for your
party. Well, you know, one man's trash is another man's dress to wear to a party, so, I mean...
Absolutely. And as master of ceremonies, I had to wear a fancy dress.
You look great.
Why, thank you.
You took so many good pictures.
It was so much fun. I felt like a celebrity.
You really were. Jessica was announcing people as they were coming into the house.
It was so fun.
You were making sure everybody took off their shoes.
Yes.
Because of the carpeting.
Uh-huh.
And then when it was time for the party to start, then you came in, got me out of the room, and then I got to come down the steps that also have carpeting on it.
It was one of the most beautiful entrances I've ever seen.
Mm.
You were glowing.
Oh, thank you.
As you descended the stairway. And
I think I got a good, solid, like, 18 hours sleep the night before.
Oh, it really showed. It was just amazing. And you could really feel the energy of the room when they were watching you come down. It was quite wonderful. I was really appreciative to be involved.
Thank you. I definitely felt like a princess.
Yes, you are definitely a princess.
Absolutely. So, after I came downstairs, I guess you want to talk about... We should probably talk about the goodie bags.
Oh, you got to go to goodie bags?
Yeah.
Gotta get to the goods.
Gotta get to goodie bags.
Get to the goods.
We got a lot of people, a lot of listeners... Whiten in asking us what was in the goodie bags, because we kind of teased it in the last one.
Right.
So we could maybe talk about that. Everyone got a good... Now here's the Princess Cecilia kind of subversion of the classic tropes of a birthday party.
Right.
Usually you get the goodie bag... when do you usually get the goodie bags, Jessica?
You usually get them as you are exiting the party.
That's correct. But guess what? At the Princess Cecilia birthday party, you get them as you are entering the party.
She gives up the goods at the beginning of the party.
Because I feel like a lot of times you go to a party, you have like an okay time, and then you're like, all right, at least I got this goodie bag. And then you open it up when you get home, and it's like a keychain with your name on it, or worse, a keychain with the other person's name on
it. Yeah, like, I mean, how are we going to decipher between yours and mine?
Yeah, I'll say, like, you know, Shane's fifth birthday party. I'm like, oh, gee, thanks. I really want to commemorate this moment in keychain form.
Yeah. Like, Shane is a very different person now than he was 2 years ago.
Wait.
Like, Shane has changed completely. He's, like, a different person. He's like, never even recognize him by his bar mitzvah tag.
Absolutely. It's completely different. That's why I like to give them at the beginning. You know what you're getting. If it's Princess Cecilia, you know it's good stuff.
Right.
And we can play with it during the party. We can play with it during.
It's so considerate.
Yeah. So, since I turned 7, I put 7 items in it, obviously.
Yes.
I guess I can list them. I'll just list them in order of, I think of them. Remember them, rather. Wait.
Okay.
So, the first one was everybody got a little pencil.
Right, a really beautiful pencil.
A beautiful pencil. You either got pink sparkly, yellow sparkly, purple sparkly, mm-hmm. green sparkly, blue sparkly, or the ever popular white sparkly.
Wow.
I really like the pink sparkly. It's kind of it was more of a coral.
Right.
It
was
so
beautiful.
I think it was a really
Yeah, nice. You have beautiful hues. You really picked out beautiful hues.
I really thought about the color theory and what it was going to bring out and what was going to go together. A lot of it was based off of the dress. A lot of it was based off of the invitation.
Right. It color coordinated everywhere.
And a lot of it was based off of course, the color of the wall-to-wall carpeting in my house. Because you want to have that look nice in the pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Everything, you know, you got to stage it.
Yeah. Luckily, we have a very safe cream.
Right.
It's like an eggshell kind of color carpeting. So, first everyone got a pen of various, colors. Then next, some stickers, because I feel like every good goodie bag's got to have stickers.
Right. I mean, I love stickers.
You've got to have stickers because that's the gift that keeps on giving. And then what you do is, like, you know, you put it on your notebook or, like, you put that on your pencil.
Or maybe you even gift a sticker to someone else.
Correct. Someone in need of a sticker.
A sticker button's my day.
Absolutely. But and then if you put it, like, say, on your cubby hole.
Oh, I love decorating my cubbyhole.
Then people go, oh, that's a lovely sticker there, Jessica. Where'd you get that sticker?
I love what you've done with the place, Jessica.
Yeah, you've really brightened it up, Jessica. Have you considered interior design as a career path?
Love it.
Stickers can change the course of your life. And it's great to have one at your birthday party because then if someone compliments one of your party goers on their sticker, then they get to say, oh, I got that at Princess Cecilia's 7th birthday party.
Heroes are great.
Mm-hmm.
They will always be remembered.
Right.
But legends never die.
That's so true.
Stickers are like legends.
I wish I had a sticker that said that.
That is a good sticker.
That would make a really good sticker. If there was a sticker like that, I'd love to have it. So yeah, pens and stickers. So we got pens, we got stickers. I know what you guys are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
What
is this, like a typical, like, stationery set?
Yeah, seriously, and also, I said pens, I meant pencils. I got a pencil, I got stickers, what am I going to write on, and what am I going to put the stickers on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Princess Cecilia's got you covered.
Right.
Because every single person got one of those little, I guess what were they called? They're like a spiral, they're like a notebook. That a reporter uses.
Yeah,
a
journalist. Like a flip notebook.
The flip notebooks, the little, little ones where they're always... Always writing down their little notes.
Yeah, scribing things.
This one had a unicorn on it, which is not something that I've seen in the journalist community, but I feel like it could start.
I think unicorns are wonderful and magical.
And I also feel like, you know, sometimes getting that big scoop feels like a miracle.
Right.
Just like seeing a unicorn.
Yeah, it could be just as well.
Wait.
As a unicorn.
A unicorn. There was something else. It's kind of an aside. Unicorns don't have wings. That's called something else is a unicorn with a wing. It's like a hebicorn or a monocorn.
Or a candy corn.
Oh, I love candy corn.
I love candy corn.
You know what I love more than candy corn, though?
What?
candy pumpkins.
Oh,
from the makers of candy corn, candy but without pumpkins. The white or the yellow part.
I do love the candy pumpkins.
They're so good.
But anyway, right, they really don't have wings. That's some kind of hubbubicorn.
Yeah, and then a horse with wings but no horn is a Pegasus.
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 And then like a horse body with a human body attached to it.
That's an abomination. A centaur.
Oh. Well, yeah, depending on where you live.
Oh, okay. You mean a horse body with a human upper torso. I was imagining a whole horse and then just a guy just a sticking out
part.
Of it.
Just a body part of the horse.
I was confused.
You can't, he talks. He doesn't go.
Wait. You're right. That's a centaur. That's a centaur.
Centaur.
Centaur's like, hey, how you doing?
Okay, horsey. How you doing? It's my horsey body.
Horse is like,
don't sneak up on me.
Wait. I'll kick you.
I don't mean to.
They should call them wand mermaids.
Yeah, that's like, that's like the mermaid version. It's a wand version of a mermaid. You're so smart, Princess Cecilia.
Because where's mer come from? Maid is the lady, but what's the mer?
Like mar. Like mar. Mar.
Is that related to the ocean?
Yeah, or like the front way to say the sea.
Oh!
Mau.
Oh, wow. I'm in Spanish class, not French, so.
Oh. Well, you know, my cousin, she's like been taking French because she says it's really goth-like. And it's like the romance language. And she just goes
French goth?
Saying what she thinks it is. Mm. She thinks it's très cool. She's been going around saying like cool French words. And the other day, we're talking about the beach, and she was like, "Mao."
I feel like caviar is kind of French.
Oh, caviar might be French. I gotta ask my cousin if she ever had caviar.
And it's black.
Oh, perfect. She definitely had caviar because you only consume black foods now. It's really weird.
Oh, really? Did she eat that black sesame ice cream?
Yeah, she just like consumes.
Did she brush her teeth with that chocolate powder?
Stuff, which I kind of, when I stayed over at my aunt's house, I ate it. How do you know I ate it?
You got that look in your eye, and
it
I knew you so were
delicious.
Say it.
I ate a taco. It's one of my favorite textures.
Maybe, do you think you ate it because choco and chocolate kind of have similar, they hit the same consonants? Choco, yeah. Chocolate.
Yeah, but they don't hit the same flavor palette.
That, you're telling me, yeah, no kidding, I didn't eat it and I could tell you that. I didn't even eat it and I could probably tell you that. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, anyways.
What a digression. So those are three things in my goodie bag. The next thing, this I was really passionate about, and I thought I was going to get some kickback for not being inclusive, but I don't really know. I just went with it. If you're at the party, obviously you're on board, and, so I just did that. So I included a hair tie, a little hair band.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah, I thought everyone would like it. Now, I know not everyone has long hair.
Right, not everyone has the exact typical use for the hair band.
Right, but you can always wear it as a bracelet.
Right.
There's the one not good thing about it. I felt like I spent a whole night explaining, like, no, just, like, use it as a hair.
Right, like, people are so quick to just be like, well, I don't even have hair, so what am I going to do with this?
What am I supposed to do if I don't have
hair? I don't know. Use your imagination, yeah. For goodness sakes.
You could even loop it a couple times around your new pencil.
Yeah, loop it around the pencil. Make a really nice comfort grip.
Or a comfort grip. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Yeah, because if you're someone like me, when you're writing, you write fiercely.
Yeah, you get those really big old calluses.
Sometimes you get like big old blisters and they hurt a lot.
You have the hands of a child prodigy violinist.
Right, with none of the skills.
Right, you don't play any instruments.
No, and you still can't even read my handwriting.
Right. It's a lot. You know, I think it's because you're so tense in the hand.
Perhaps it's because I'm so tense, and perhaps because I do rip through papers a lot.
Wait.
So it's really hard to read shreds. It looks like my cat that lives outside and sometimes comes inside, that came inside, and I was throwing the ball around the room.
Wait.
And he, hopped up on my desk and just going, and he, sweated my homework. Like, that one time, the cat did sweat my homework, and Miss Peters didn't believe it, and she thought I just was writing too hard.
I mean, you can't blame her.
You can't really tell the
difference. You really can't blame her.
You really can't.
You can't blame Miss Peters for that one. Miss Peters has her challenges as a teacher. You can't blame her for that one. So, yeah. So, that was the only kind of thing that hampered it. But, you know, it got fluid. The next thing in the goodie bag was a personal favorite of mine and kind of like a throwback to... These were really popular when I was, 5. Now I'm 7. It's a totally different world.
Right, it's a whole different world.
But this was kind of throwback to when I was 5, that was really popular with the stick-on earrings.
Oh, they were so cool.
Everyone got a pair of stick-on earrings. There were moon shapes, there were heart shapes, there were star shapes, there were circles, squares, triangles, and they came in different colors, including red, green, yellow, orange, blue, pink, and I feel like one of them might have been brown.
You see, what I love about those stick-on earring stickers is the texture of them. Like, they're so hard. And then, you peel them off the paper and you see, the silver back.
Yeah.
And then
you
turn them to the side and it's, a clear. Right, but when you turn it in front, you can see the colors. It's so cool.
They're iridescent.
I love it. I love the pressure of the hard cardboard onto my earlobe.
Now, again, if you don't want to wear them on your ears, there's a lot of different places you can... They're basically 3D stickers.
Right.
They're basically
3D body stickers.
So you could put them on your face. You could also put them on your new notebook, your new pencil.
You could just... I mean, if you don't want to use them as earrings, you could use them as stickers.
Right. You could put them on your nails. You could put them on your...
Good idea.
You could put them on your... Oh, you know what I even think of? If you get chronic migraines, you could probably stick them on a pressure point in your ear.
Yeah.
For those listeners who get chronic migraines and you got a while press on earrings
like
around.
Holistic fashion.
You could absolutely do that. So that was the fifth item. Yeah, fifth item. I had two more. I also had, everyone got a Whip Smackers.
Yum, yum, yum.
Chapstick. Now, Jessica, are we going to talk about what happened to your Whip Smackers?
Okay. Listen. So all of the Whip Smackers, those of you listening at home.
Whip Smackers, not Whip Whips. Snackers. That's your first mistake.
Little slip there.
A Freudian Swiss snack.
Whip Smackers.
Wait.
So everyone got a different flavor.
Wait.
And when I opened my goodie bag.
Wait.
And I pulled out my Whip Smacker.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to be my favorite flavor. And I got very excited.
Wait.
I love Dr. Pepper Whip Smacker so much. I immediately tore the cap off. I scrolled it up all the way. I started to apply to my lips.
Right.
And before I even got halfway, I took a bite.
You blacked out, and but when you came to, she had basically eaten the whole thing.
Yeah, it was gone.
It was completely gone.
I shook my head. And I, looked down, and there was nothing left.
That was, that was tough to see. I think that really might have...
It was a kind of a low point for the Master of Ceremonies to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
So early on.
I will say, Jessica, to Wesley Unite, your whips whipped so smooth.
Yes, and I had a really effervescent attitude for the rest of the night.
Yeah, the only thing that wasn't good is that you kept burping up like Dr. Pepper smell.
It was delicious. It was the gift that kept on giving.
Well, let's not have a repeat. I was worried that you were going to get cotton candy.
I do love the cotton candy one.
or that someone else was going to get watermelon and you were going to wench it out of our hands and eat it.
Yeah,
you truly looked like a werewolf for a moment.
Really, after that point, after everyone saw that, they kind of kept all their whip snackers to themselves. So I don't even know who got what.
Yeah, you were like Johnny Depp in The Secret Window. You just like completely changed personalities. And then when you came back to yourself, you didn't know what would happen.
Yeah.
And you were actually chewing on the whip snackers much like he chewed on an ear of corn.
Yeah, I was like Jim Kelly in 23 when he like
murdered
all those people and
he
completely
gave
blacked
his name,
it out of
his mind.
He made
his name Topsy Quets.
Yep.
And then they found pages under the stairs. That was I watched out last time I was sick.
I mean, sometimes I have food blackouts. It happens.
Anyway, we made it to the last item
right,
in the goodie
item.
Bag. This I feel like everyone probably appreciated the most. It'll probably be the collector item, you know, the takeaway. And I think that if you hold on to this piece from Princess Cecilia for the rest of your life, it's going to be worth something one day, I'd say. So to in everybody's goodie bags, in a little envelope, they got a drawing of Princess Cecilia.
It was awesome.
I drew myself, and then my mommy took it to Kinko's, and we made color photocopies, 6 on a page, and then we cut them out. So they're kind of like, I guess they're like baseball card size,
yeah,
I'd say.
They're like collector cards. Like, handle mine with white gloves.
Wait, you should always handle precious objects with gloves.
Right, you treat them like gems.
Correct. So, yeah, I drew myself. I used my color pencils, and it's me standing in a field with a flower and wearing a dress, and it says Princess Cecilia's 7th birthday party.
So cool.
I think it really just, like, topped off the thing. And I gotta say, the setup of the goodie bag was really nice because it was, like, kind of like a little squarish. A rectangular bag, and it had a ribbon tied, and then you could kind of see the stuff poking out, like the pencil was poking out, and a little bit of the stickers were coming out.
It's like, you almost know what you're going to get, but not tomorrow.
So much fun. So yeah, we gave everyone the little stickers, the little clay bags. We played the games, we played Pinatel and Jazzy.
So great. I didn't quite hit the mark, but it was so fun.
We played Princess Pickup Sticks, a.k.a. Pixie Sticks, which I have to... One moment.
Thank you.
I really have to commend you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Because I knew you were at a low point after the Whip Smackles incident, and I was worried it was going to get you... You were going to spiral.
Well, you see...
I was worried you were going to spiral, and you didn't.
I'm actually going to attribute the Whip Smackles to the reason probably why I did have a little bit more self-control during Pixar 6.
Oh, took the edge off.
I think so. I kind of did something I wasn't supposed to, or made me really think about it, and I, you know, kind of satisfied that little food demon in my brain.
I mean, I guess all's wells.
Yeah. But Pixie Picks Up 6 was so much fun.
That was a lot of fun. I definitely didn't think that Olivia was going to win.
I mean, I'm thinking, and this is just a hypothesis, that the reason why she's so good at Princess Pickup Sticks is because she uses a lot of chopsticks sometimes when she like eats like faux soup.
Oh, you're right. Or when she gets miso.
Yeah. And I think she's just been training. Like, she really beefed up those little tiny fine motor
skills.
Those
little muscles. Those little finger muscles. When yours always covered in blisters. Who's strong?
Yeah, mine are just more like giant immobile paws.
Wait.
She's got these little beep, 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 beep,
like little meal cat, like little meal cat's fingers.
Yeah, little pinto fingers.
Wait. You're so wild. I mean, look, that's what the games are for. They're for people from the kingdom, from all around the place to come and have fun. So.
Right, check out their skills.
I'm really glad that she won, and I was so... so glad that her mom Janice sent over some coconut dream bars.
Yes.
That was a really great present.
It was a dream.
I was gonna wank my presents originally, but then I feel like that's kind of in poor taste. The people who swam dunked know who they are. The people who didn't.
Well, can I always share with the audience what I got you for your birthday
party?
Oh,
I'd love that. Jessica got me an excellent... Oh, well, you share...
No, well, I mean, and then it was a two-parter.
Wait. The first one was the...
So the first one, you can share if you want.
Well, you mean the one you gave me on the podcast,
Oh, no. That was the first one. I'm saying that the two gifts that I gave you at your birthday party.
Oh, you know, you can share them. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So the first one was a caddy for your trundle bed.
I loved it. It's one of those little... Oh, first of all, you say, what a thoughtful gift. What a thoughtful gift.
I really tried. I put a lot of thought into it. I was thinking, you know, not just what you want, but what you need.
Right. What I need for my wife. What I need to make this year my year.
Right, exactly. You need to put yourself in the atmosphere to, you know, really live the life you want.
So it's this little, like, it's like a little caddy. It's got little pouches, little sleeves in it. And you put it under your mattress, and then a part of it sticks out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can put, like pens or... Or if you're eating a snack, you could put it down.
Yeah, but don't forget that it's in there.
Well, you gotta get back to that snack. Don't get the crumbs. You won't get the crumbs in your bed. Or like if you're writing something down and you're like, I gotta fall asleep. Oh, you could put it right there.
You could put it right there.
Or if you know, if like maybe if you're sleeping with the lights off, but you just want to have a little flashlight next to bed.
Yep.
Just be sure. Just be safe.
Just you know, check.
Just be safe.
Wait a minute. I think I heard something. I think wait. Let me get my flashlight.
There it is. Wait, in the caddy.
Oh no! It was just like there was nothing there. But you wouldn't know that.
You wouldn't know that if you didn't have the flashlight, which you need to have in the caddy. So that was a wonderful gift, Jessica. I will appreciate it.
Right, and then the second part was a piggyback gift, is a beautiful butterfly canopy to go over your bed to, you know, have those little private moments.
You know, this past year, I definitely lost a lot of privacy. The fact that I have Cindy, my cousin, sleeping on a trundle bed right next to me, I mean... You know, six was the year that I really came into my own. And yeah. I felt like that development was halted when Cindy came into the picture. I just completely lost track of what I was trying to do because I was just the struggle between my private wife and my public wife. I didn't have a safe place.
Yeah, you didn't have a safe place.
I didn't have a safe place at all. And you gave me a safe place with that sheer canopy that my dad is going to hang over my bed.
I'm so happy. I'm so glad that you liked your gift.
I loved it. He's just got to get one of those little fish hooky things. I mean, it's not really a fish hook, but you know, it's shaped like a fish hook. And just get that up in the CON.
You could tell him to pick up some caviar on the way.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Hey, Daddy-O, could you get some fish hooks?
Fish balls and fish hooks?
If you wouldn't mind. So that was good. That was good. I didn't want to wank my presents, but I really wanted the listeners to hear what you got me because they were so kind. I guess to close out the recap, Jessica... Last time we talked a lot about the cake.
Right.
And if you guys are still catching up on that episode, I did a 7-whale cake with an 1/8 secret whale. Those 7 whales, originally they were in no particular order, but the order that I spoke out on the podcast, when I listened to it back, I was like, that's a pretty good order. So the order we went with was chocolate.
Right.
Lemon. Lavender. Almond. Matcha green tea.
Yes.
A pineapple upside down cake,
right.
And blueberry pancakes on top. And then the base of the whole thing was a chocolate ice cream cake, and then all over the whole all 7+1 secret whale was cream cheese icing, and then on top a couple pineapple slices and a maraschino cherry.
Yes.
Jessica.
Yes, Princess Cecilia.
What did you think of the cake?
I am going to tell you the truth.
Please.
Because it is the only thing that I can ever tell you.
Wait.
You can not only see through my lies.
Absolutely.
But I would just probably die inside.
Yeah.
Knowing that I lied to you. So I'm going to be completely honest.
Okay.
At first I was a little scared.
You looked apprehensive. I couldn't tell if that was the sugar, the plastic wash, whatever, from the lip smackers you ate.
Right. No, it was a little bit of nerves. A little, sure. You're diving into some unfamiliar territory there.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
But I decided to go full in,
mm-hmm.
and I ate every flavor all at once. And it was delicious.
Oh, wait. See, I
didn't know that the flavor combo would go.
I've been watching a lot of Chopped, and what I've learned is that stuff that you don't think goes together, it might go together.
Yeah.
What you need is something that brings them together, and that was where the cream cheese frosting came in.
You know what? Your birthday cake is kind of symbolic of the people that were at your birthday. Because a lot of people, they really don't go together, but they all came together for your birthday, and it all worked.
It all worked out. We all weighed down in a blanket of delicious cream cheese frosting, and I was the maraschino cherry on top.
You were.
Oh, that was a wonderful analogy. It was a wonderful analogy.
Well, it was a wonderful birthday party.
Oh, thank you, Jess. Thank you for being a master of ceremonies.
Thank you for letting me be the master of ceremonies. It was truly the highlight of my life.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad to hear that. Well, dear listeners, if you want to hear any more details about the party, or maybe want help planning your birthday party, since now you've heard that mine was such a big success,
yeah.
You can absolutely email us at princesscecilia'smagiccastle@gmail.com. You can also write in questions, I guess, if you want them answered, but I'm kind of in party mode, so if you got party stuff, I'd love to hear it. And you can also follow us on Instagram at princesscecilia'smagiccastle on Instagram. And we'll post a picture of maybe I'll draw the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'll do that.
Cool.
Great. Well, I guess let's get this, I'll see if my dad came back with the canopy stuff yet.
Yeah.
Or some caviar.
I hope so.
I hope so. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Rhino Comedy production. Find us on Instagram at rhinos_r_funny. rhinocomedy.com. Rhino Comedy on Facebook. And live comedy every Friday and Saturday night at 96 Lafayette Ave in Suffern, New York.